This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The Dolores School District continues to see success with academic programs that encourage more engagement with individual students in an effort to understand their goals and priorities. Coupled with construction of new school facilities, the district is poised to be a leader in the area for how to keep student achievement high within classrooms that are well-suited for academic and extracurricular performance. My guest this morning is Scott Cooper. He's the superintendent of the Dolores School District. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
And absolutely.
Thanks for this wonderful beanie, KSJD beanie. I want to wear it with pride. Thank
All
you.
All right. Scott came by and picked up his fleece beanie that that he got by contributing during our fall membership drive. You know, your graduation rates are pretty good right now. You're at about 90%.
Yeah,
can you
correct.
Explain a little bit how student-teacher engagement is involved in that success?
So the teachers are really engaged with our students. We have things like individual career plans for students, and most high schools have these in place. But what's unique about Dolores is that it's more of a family feel, and even all the way up through our high school. We don't lose connection with our students. We have time built into the daily schedule for kind of a homeroom connection where a teacher stays with a handful of students throughout their years as they go through high school to keep that family feel within the walls of our high school. And they check in with them like a parent would, you know, on the grades, on their social life, on the dance coming up, you know, things like that, because that's important to kids. And so you have to reach out to address their needs and their hopes and dreams while still continuing to push forward academics and the state standards that you hope that they master. So,
is that really only possible because you have relatively smaller class sizes?
Large in part, that's true. We also have great teachers. Many of our classes do average 15 to 20. We do have the occasional class that gets up to 27 or 28 because of scheduling, you know, for one period a day there. And in our elementary, we try and keep it around 20. Now, some of our classrooms are a little higher this year because during construction, we had to squeeze into some tight spaces. We have three different zones on campus that are under construction now. And that has forced us to make use of all the limited space that we have left for classrooms. So some of our classrooms are slightly more populated this year.
Well, let's jump into that and talk a little bit about your construction project. How is that going? How's progress going? And how's it changing things at the school?
Well, it's drastically changing things this year, actually this week. We finally are officially really breaking ground this week. And I say that because back in December, we technically broke ground. We dug trenches and did a lot of electrical work on the backside of campus, a new power pole. We had to upgrade our power service for the new buildings to come. But this week we began by tearing up the concrete and doing site work, drainage work. So you see a lot of big trucks and tractors and backhoes and a lot of construction crew on site. So that increased our fencing, that increased our safety procedures. On Monday we had to do a fire drill to practice evacuating through a construction zone, so out of the buildings through a construction zone to a safe location and account for everybody. It is challenging, but it's exciting, and the staff has just been outstanding with their flexibility, patience, and understanding around this whole big idea of we're going to increase, we're going to add about one-third of our campus will be upgraded to new facilities, either torn down and completely rebuilt or renovated.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Scott Cooper. He's the superintendent of the Dolores School District. We're talking about construction and the construction project that's going on right now in Dolores. Scott, how do you see the improved facilities at the school changing the way kids are taught or just changing academics there?
You know, right off, we'll have more space, and more space will mean slightly smaller class sizes across the board. New classrooms built today are so environmentally friendly, so green, they have so much natural light. All of this will equate to more positive learning environments, not just for the students, but our staff will have more natural energy. As far as grouping and, you know, in some building situations, they've actually been able to build in, you know, common work areas for teachers, and we haven't in this project. We've just focused strictly on the classrooms and trying to make the best classrooms and space for the kids as possible. These classrooms then also will be used, you know, after hours for PLCs, professional learning community time, where teachers collaborate on student data and try and figure out what to do next and where their kids are at.
Now, I understand that this project is not only going to create some new facilities, but it's going to create better connection between the buildings. Can you describe what that's going to look like a little bit?
The best connection that will be created is from our elementary school. That currently, off the south end of our elementary school, all the students are currently, well, until recently when we put the fences up, but had been walking outside about 20, 30 yards through a courtyard area to get into the commons area where the cafeteria is, the technology, the computer labs, the library, you know. So they're there multiple times a day. And so they were coming in and out of locked doors or unlocked doors in some cases, and that's our entire elementary. So the classrooms we're adding there will make a nice solid connection of classrooms and hallway space to connect into that location. The connections on the other side, on the secondary side, now that's the side that's in the floodplain. And we had quite a challenge, I'll say, last summer working with FEMA and working on the floodplain issues. There were originally connections on the secondary side. But to create these connections, we quickly realized that this was going to look rather obscure. These new buildings were going to have to be 3 and 4 feet higher. So we tried to design that to see what that would look like, but it just looked ridiculous. So if you can imagine walking down the high school hallway that was built in the 50s and you get to the end on the east side, you would have had to then go up 3 or 4 steps of stairs to get to a 4 foot higher level to get into the new 2 or 3 classrooms before dropping back down to get to the art room. So we redesigned this summer and pulled all those classrooms together into one large facility that could later be built off of over future decades. And that one large facility will sit about 3.5-4 feet higher than anything else on grade on the secondary side. So it'll really stand out, a brand new, beautiful new facility. And then we can add on to it over future years.
All right. You're tuned into the Wednesday Morning Zine. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. I'm talking this morning with Scott Cooper. He's the superintendent of the Dolores School District. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back here on the Wednesday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Scott Cooper, superintendent of the Dolores School District. Scott, we've been talking about the construction project that's going on in the Dolores School District right now. You've had quite a bit of really nice support from the community and from parents there. Can you talk a little bit about how important that is?
Definitely. Our PTA at the elementary school is comprised of 30, 40, maybe even 50 dedicated parents, including myself. I'm a parent of the elementary school, so a PTA member. But the neat thing about this PTA is that they've been able to fundraise for things on an ongoing basis. Like year after year, they are able to buy 6 or 8 computers to add to a classroom. They target one grade level at a time and really outfit them with computers. We have, over the years, been cut several times from the State Department around funding. And each time we're cut, our negative factor is up to $966,000 this year, meaning, you know, we're funded about $6 million and then they pull back $966,000. So if you can imagine trying to budget for that, knowing halfway through the year you're going to have to send some back, that's very frustrating. That's happening across the state, about 16% to 70% of every school district budget. But what happens then is the trickle-down effect. We want to budget the smartest budget to support the teachers in the classroom, get all the materials they need, make sure they're paid as well as they can be, and they have the benefit package and everything, and everything's in place for those kids. And each year we come up just a hair short in some areas, so then we reach out to our PTA, or in some cases our booster club has really developed over the years, and they support the secondary, the middle school, and the high school up there. And both of these groups have really stepped up to help fill in some of these financial gaps that we've experienced over the last several years. You know, the last few years, the mantra has been gifts, grants, and donations. That's how school districts and schools have been surviving.
Do you see that continuing as you look forward over the next 5 or 10 years, is that the local communities are really going to be the one to step up and create that funding where there's a gap?
They are. I want to say thank you to the Dolores community. They've been very, very supportive with a couple of initiatives recently. The bond project to vote and approve $3.5 million in property tax increase for this bond project so we could get the $2.67 million out of the BEST grant program. Combine those two, plus now we have allocated up to $750 of our hard-earned saved reserves in our district. We've been saving for over 10 years for a rainy day, and that rainy day happened this summer, trying to figure out how to keep this project afloat. So thankfully, we had all that in place. But a big thanks to the community. Prior to that, stepped up in 2008 with a mill levy override, and that funded $390,000 a year annually for 8 years. It sunsets in 2016, so I might be back next year talking about that. But big thanks there, because that really helped keep Dolores afloat during the recession years. That was passed in the first year of the recession and has helped keep salaries stable, to keep technology in place, to keep our capital improvements happening, you know, patching the gym roof, et cetera. So big thanks to our community.
Are you already starting, is the district already starting to formulate how to go back to the taxpayers and saying we may need some more funding? And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, I can talk a little bit about it. Before I mention that, I'll mention that we just submitted a supplemental BEST grant to try and get more money out of the BEST grant program. The BEST grant program's been around 7 years. It was only scheduled to be around for 5 years, so it has dwindling funds left. But they have always supported a supplemental grant request, meaning a grant has already been given, and the district comes back stating, you know, reasons why they just need a hair more funding. We have several valid reasons why we need a little bit more funding. And so what we're also doing is we're asking for a waiver with that grant. We don't have any more cushion in our reserves to fund a match on that, and there's no way we're going to go and ask the public to match that. But we are going to try and get about $620,000 more out of the program to help finish out this project, which will be outstanding. We'll know more about that in May. And as far as going back to the voters on the mill levy override, it does sunset in 2016. So November of 15 would be the date that we would need to to be asking for that if we're going to go down that road. It's tough to look at the budget right now and say $390,000, no problem. We can just absorb that and keep everything afloat. I mean, $2,000 of every teacher's salary is in that mill levy override. So that's huge. So we need to complete the building project, do some rethinking about our budget as a whole, see what we can absorb. Maybe there's some things we can absorb, but we need to go back out and say, hey, maybe we need half of this to continue for teacher salaries or for technology or one-to-one initiative, you know, maybe some iPads or some Google Chromebooks for every kid, something like that. We do have that on the back burner. Haven't made any definite decisions yet, but we're definitely thinking about it because that sunset's coming up quickly.
You're tuned into the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest is Scott Cooper. He's the superintendent of the Dolores School District. Scott, you know, a lot of the conversation around the area has been around the Colorado accreditation scores that were put out. Talk a little bit about how Dolores is doing in that area and how you're moving forward.
You know, we're doing still very well. We're at the upper end of accredited, which is a wonderful place to be. A few years ago, we reached accredited with distinction, which notches you up into the top 10% in the state. Very challenging, very difficult to get there. Since then, we've been just a couple points below, I think about 5 points below currently. And how you achieve points on that rating scale is by making great gains with your kids. About 35 of the points you get by making growth with your students. And specifically, you can earn even more points by making growth with students in the subgroups. They talk about the growth gaps all the time. So you have special ed, ELL, minorities, free and reduced lunch, and a category that's called catch-up. You know, kids that are just so far behind that they need to make 1.5 years gains or 2 years gains to catch up in a timely manner, so they're not behind, and so they stay on track for graduation. So a couple of areas that have been highlighted in the papers over the last month, you know, we do very well with our post-secondary workforce readiness, career readiness, graduation rates, things like that. You know, we're scoring very well there, preparing our students for the next step after high school. Our science department in high school has been rocking highest scores in the San Juan Bosques region. In fact, last year we beat out Durango, which is pretty impressive. That doesn't always happen. And the science department has really been ramping up their instruction and engaging kids in a very meaningful level. And the kids just love the classes, and that goes a long way. Reading down in the elementary level has just been rocking year after year with solid curriculum. aligned across all grade levels, with this backed up with great intervention work. So the combination of the two creates a pretty much a foolproof plan for any child falling through the cracks. There's just so many safety nets and so much solid first-time instruction and great teachers all around that boosts our reading score, which everyone knows is the foundation for the rest of your life. After reading, though, comes math. We're needing to refocus a little bit on math. We're doing some more of that this year. Math and writing, as we get up into the middle school and high school area, need to do some more focus in there. A lot of the PLC conversations up in the secondary have been around writing across all disciplines. So science, social studies, math, even math. How can you incorporate more writing into math? As we know in this high-tech world, not only do you need to be able to read and comprehend very quickly, you need to be able to write and compose and email and blog and everything else at a very proficient level.
Scott, thanks for coming in this morning and talking with me.
Sure. Thank you, Tom. Thanks a lot.
And congratulations on your success, and good luck with all the challenges that you have coming
up. Yeah, they're challenges, but they're not impossible. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Scott Cooper. He is the superintendent of the Dolores School District. You've been listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja.